This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow is Independence Day, the 4th of July. The day after that, the 5th of July, it's a first Friday. And for downtown Bentonville, that means all sorts of stuff. Daniel Hintz is the executive director of downtown Bentonville. Welcome.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. Good to be back.
So Friday, if you have this firework hangover, little hair of the dog.
That's right. Then you might be wanting to sing some blues.
Yes.
And really, the American Art and Music Festival is not just the first Friday, but it also spills into the Saturday as well. As we've mentioned before, we really sort of created the first Fridays to be a launching pad for sometimes full weekend festivals. And this is a great opportunity for that.
So First Friday is sort of a gateway festival.
Yes, a gateway.
That leads you into more
into
on Saturday.
Much more. Yes. It's a veritable cornucopia, yes. If you will.
But blues, you mentioned there will be blues.
Absolutely. No, great blues. From a lot of local folks, there's some really good blues talent here in Northwest Arkansas. Brick Fields, the duo, they'll come on stage at the Walton Arts Center main stage from 11:30 to 12:50. And those lunch programs are really literally all about lunch. You come down, you grab some great food, and you just listen to music. But the main event, if you will, really starts, kicks off at right around 5 o'clock. We have the Downtown Live Wires, and they've been playing on the Memphis circuit for a little while, and they're out of the Bentonville area, so they're really great. And then starting at 6, we'll bring the Brick Fields band back again. Then at 6:55, we have our fourth annual hot dog eating contest. You need to be 18 years old or older, mainly for liability sake,
yes.
Of course. But basically, it's how fast can you eat 5 hot dogs?
And I at least like that it's, you know, the one in Coney Island every year. It's just this time, and people eat dozens.
Which seems just gross and ill-advised.
Yes. At least this one, you're capped at 5.
Yes, it's decadence with prudence.
Is right.
It's what it is. But yes. So you can either give our office a call or just show up at that time. We usually set it at about 10 people. You get the 5 hot dogs provided by Hot Dog Alley, and we give you a little glass of water.
I was going to say, do people dunk them? Because I see that sometimes.
There are so many techniques.
Okay.
Some growing from you know, these amazing strategies to just stuffing your face. It is quite amazing. And so we kind of lead up with great music. We have this insane hot dog eating contest that I actually dress up like a hot dog in celebration of the hot dog contest. And then at 7 o'clock, Earl and them, Earl Cates.
Yes.
Will be there. And if you haven't seen those guys perform, and they can tear up a stage and really, really great stuff. Then that evening at both the Pressroom and Tuscan Trotter, we also have live music. Lucius Spiller, who is a great sort of Delta blues, really deep blues. He'll be at the Pressroom from 7 to 9. And then RJ Michaud, who we've booked before, and that guy's great. Have you seen him?
I've seen him. He's been in our studio 2 or 3 times. We love RJ.
Yeah, and he's great, and he's great to work with. He's going to be at Tuscan Trotter from 8 to 10 on that Friday. And then the next day, on Saturday, during the Bentonville Farmers Market, from 10 to about 11, David Kimbrough, another great jazz or blues musician. At 11, we kind of break up the blues, and we do a kids' bike parade. And so kids can show up with their bikes. The Walmart Visitor Center actually has this whole pit stop where you can bring your bike and get it all sort of jazzed up, if you will. We leave from the square. It's really short. It's 2.5 blocks. We come back to the square. And all kids that participate will get a little ticket to go into the Spark Cafe at the Walmart Visitor Center and get the cutest little ice cream cones you'll ever see from Yarnell's Ice Cream. So that's a way to break up some of the vibe that we've got there. The pit stop will be from 9:45 to about 10:45 or 9 to 10:45. And then the parade will start at 11. And then Lucius Spiller comes back on the stage that morning from 11:30 to 12:45. And then that evening at Tuscan Trotter, RJ Michaud comes back from 8 to 10. So we've got live music, great stuff going on, hot dog eating contests, and a kids' bike parade.
All that stuff outside is free, right?
Yes, it is all free. Absolutely. So just come on down and have a great time. Now, we also have some gallery open in Roberta Philbrook, art gallery, as they are normally want to do. Usually brings a great artist to participate in First Friday. We also have some artists at the press room. So a lot of the retailers and the restaurants sort of jump on board and do some fun things as well.
DowntownBentonville.org for more information.
And 479-254-0254 if people want to talk to a human being.
And there will be another First Friday in August.
There will be another First Friday. Back to school.
That makes me shiver.
I know.
I haven't had to go back to school in decades, but that still makes me shiver.
But it's one last way to play. We're working with some of our partners right now, and it is going to be a full-on play fest. It is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. So be prepared for more details.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel.
Yes, thank you.